All right, guys. Good to be with you. Obviously, senior day coming up against a terrific Illinois team, and it should be it's an outstanding challenge for us. They're deep and talented, and well coached and physical. Just take a moment to talk about our two seniors here. Kyle Young and C.J. Walker; those are two guys that represent everything about this program that we want our guys to represent. They are tremendous people, terrific competitors, and have really led this team in really a unique season. Led it in a really special way. Kyle's going to be one of, I think he's going to be the 12th player, either the 11th or 12th player to qualify for four NCAA tournaments, if you include last year's tournament in the history of the program. So he would, I believe, be the 12th player to do that in the history of our program, which is a significant accomplishment for him. His production's increased every year, now working on his master's degree. C.J. Walker has been, really about winning his entire career. He as well, with two schools, will have played in or qualified for every NCAA tournament. Has led us in assists both years, top two in steals both years. Both guys have battled through some adversity with injuries in a really special way. So, we love those guys. And CJ will move on and professionalize. As many of people know, he's got a young daughter, and we're fully supportive of that. Kyle obviously will have the opportunity to return. But I think he'll make a decision after the season regarding professionalizing or returning here for that year that's provided due to COVID. So really appreciate them. Obviously, we've got some senior managers as well that are going to be recognized in what will be a really unique senior day.
Okay, we'll start off with Adam Jardy.
Chris, and you talk about this being a unique senior day. What are, logistically, what's it going to be like? I mean, I assume like moms probably can't walk out on the court with their kids. You probably can't get them flowers, and maybe guys can still give speeches after the game. Like, logistically, what is it going to look like tomorrow?
Yeah, I think the plan right now is to keep it as consistent as possible, as consistent as we can, Adam. As you mentioned, we've liked the idea that we started a couple years ago of having the seniors, win or lose, give a senior day speech to, those fans that would like to stick around and listen. In this case, it's just going to be families. I do think we'll continue to do that. We'll do that at least tomorrow. We'll continue to do that, but we'll certainly do it tomorrow. You're right. They're not going to be able to get hugs, or we're not going to be able to give corsages to the moms and, flowers, and we're not going to be able to do that, unfortunately. But hopefully, we'll be able to do that in the future. But it'll remain as much as the same as possible. We obviously got a terrific team that we're playing, another top five team here in this last week and a half of the season. So our focus before the game will be on, trying to stay ready for that.
What in this last week here, what has been the primary challenge in practice? What have you been trying with a little bit of time to work with guys in between games? What has this last week been like?
We've just tried to give them some rest, because we've needed that. Tried to get some guys a little more rest without, getting rusty or taking a step back in any way. So I think that's been the challenge. Obviously, we've needed to improve in some areas. We need to play better in some areas. So we've tried to focus on that. But we just try to focus on us as much as possible. And part of that is, you know, you're somewhat limited right now with the number of guys that can't consistently practice. But that's part of this week here. This has been the only bye week we've had. And it's unique that it falls in the last week of the season. But it's good to have a couple of guys that can take some time off.
Okay, we'll go with Brendan Gulick.
Hey, Chris, why don't we start maybe on the Illinois side? I'm just curious what you've seen from them lately as you've...
Really deep, talented, physical, really tough, play exceptionally hard. You know, we knew coming into the season that they were going to be a team they're a legit national title contender, and I think everybody kind of anticipated that in the season with Io and Kofi returning and then really good players around them. So guys have really stepped up in Io's absence, big, physical, play really hard, a well-coached team.
At the beginning of the season, and I'm knocking on wood here for you, I know it's a superstitious thing, but at the beginning of the season, you had mentioned to us that you would be surprised if the entire 26-game schedule got played, just given the challenge in front of you. So you can make a comment here on how it's been a successful season, not just in the fact that you've already won 18 games and you've obviously been one of the best teams in the country, but the fact that your team stayed healthy and followed certain protocols and played a full schedule.
Yeah, no question, Brendan. I think that has been that's definitely a part of a successful season. And I did not think we would be playing 25 out of 26. I thought we would have more interruptions. And let's hope and pray that we don't have interruptions heading into this closing stretch. But Brendan, it has been a credit to our guys. And I think I forget sometimes we're talking about as a staff. That it is, for every college player, it can be a challenge because of, again, the isolation, because the things that they enjoy doing in college, they have not been able to necessarily do or see their family. So I just think our group deserves a lot of credit for that, as do, any team right now that's went through a season that's had very few, if any, interruptions. Some of that is probably good fortune, a little bit of luck, but there's also an element of, guys really, taking care of business.
Okay, Patrick Murphy.
Chris, I don't want to single one guy out that you've had play for you or anything, but Kyle was a guy who was committed to you at Butler, made the move here after you guys, your staff did, and obviously has accomplished a lot as a player. Just what has he meant for you, getting to know him as a high school player and through everything he's gone through?
Well, he's meant so much for our program. I can't overstate how meaningful he as a person and as a player, what he's meant to our program. And I hope his time's not finished, but I'll support him either way. I will definitely support him either way. He just has been a phenomenal competitor. He's dealt with some really challenging things with some injuries that I think we've managed a little bit better this year outside of, his concussion that was obviously outside of our control. But he just is one of those guys that, everything you think about and you talk about in terms of, playing for the team on the front of your jersey and really embracing this opportunity to play at Ohio State, it really matters to him. And it just does. And I think that has been evident for anybody who's watched him in these 4 years. And he's gotten better every year. He's a better player now than he was last year. And I think that's a really good thing. And I do think this, his competitiveness, his energy, his athleticism, his motor, this team misses that when he's out more than any team I've been on. more than any team I've coached. It's apparent. We were rolling last year. When he was out, we didn't miss it as much. I just think we had other guys that provided some of what he provided. This team doesn't have that as much, and we do miss it when he's not his normal self.
And slightly different topic, but the guys yesterday talked about the chance to play in front of a bigger crowd when they get to the Big Ten tournament. And I know you still have a game to play before you think about that, but just having more people in a gym when you guys do go to Indy, I mean, what kind of difference can that make for any game, but specifically you guys?
It's going to be different. Yeah, it'll be different not having done it the whole year. I've watched some games from the SEC or the Big 12 where you see some of that with fans, and it does bring a different energy. I don't know necessarily, Patrick, what it means one way or the other. It could favor some of those teams that are real locally around Indy. But it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing for college basketball.
Hey, we'll go with Tim Hall.
Hey, Chris. I know a lot of what you were trying to decipher through the last few games is how much of it was the difficulty of the schedule, maybe some things that you need to clean up. Just knowing that you have one more here against Illinois, and they're on another planet right now with how they've been playing. What goes through your head when you're going into a game like this?
I think you're trying to balance, Tim, what areas that you need to do better, not making excuses for areas that you've not played or performed well in, and yet also recognizing the stretch here is unlike anything I've ever been a part of. I've not been part of anything even close to a closing stretch like this. So I think you're trying to own areas that I have to coach better, and we've got to play better. And also under, trying to have some perspective as well. But, unbalanced schedules are a part of this 20-game schedule, so you end up playing some teams more than others, and it just so happens that the top of our league, with the exception of one team, we played twice, and it just so happens that the calendar fell, it came here at the end. Hopefully we're tough enough to manage it, identify some areas where we're getting exposed, be better, and prepare us here without it kicking us in the teeth too much.
I'm also just wondering real quick, with the tournaments coming up, after this game, every single game you can play is going to be in the state of Indiana. And with that place just being a big part of your journey, being a college player and with Butler, just have you had time to think about just how wild, how unique this is going to be, knowing that we will have these tournaments, which is great?
Yeah, I love the fact that it's there. I love the fact that it's in one location. Obviously, I really enjoyed my time there and loved that city, but I'm an Ohio boy now. I love it here and love being here, and it'll be nice to kind of be there. Who knows where we'll play, right, Tim? I don't know if it's going to be what venue it's going to be, but it's good that it's in one place, and a place that I think like this state, appreciates good basketball. And obviously that's a state that does that.
Okay, Bruce, Huey.
Chris, it's been a while since you played them. So I wonder how much, when you beat a team, how much do you expect them to take away what you did the first time that worked, or because it worked, are you hesitant to go away from it?
Yeah, it's a adjustments after after you won it at their place. How much do you adjust given the fact that there was some success in some areas? It's a good question, and one that I think you always as coaches try to figure out how much do you tweak and change, knowing they're going to make adjustments based on how we played them. There's always an element of surprise the first time you play a team, and then it comes down to the adjustments they make and who plays better on that given night. And I think for us, we'll see. We'll see. We've obviously talked about making some adjustments. We didn't defend them great, It also wasn't one of our worst defensive performances. It was a high-scoring game. I think we can't expect for us to shoot it at that clip that we did and win the game. So I think we are going to have to be better than what we were defensively. And some of that hopefully includes some adjustments.